American health officials have placed strong restrictions on the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The treatment carries a risk of rare but serious blood clots. The United States Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, said the J&J shot should only be given to adults who cannot or will not accept a different COVID vaccine. U.S. health officials have suggested for months that Americans get Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna shots instead of J&J's vaccine. FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks said the agency acted after examining the data on the risk of life-threatening blood clots. The FDA found that the risk is limited to J&J's shot in the first 2 weeks after vaccination. So, if you had the vaccine 6 months ago, you can sleep soundly tonight, knowing this isn't an issue, Marks said. But, he added, compared to no vaccine, this is still a better option. The FDA approved J&J's shot in February last year for adults. The vaccine was considered an important tool in fighting the pandemic because it required only one shot. But the single-shot vaccine proved less effective than those from Pfizer and Moderna. In December, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggested Moderna and Pfizer shots over J&J's because of its safety issues. As of mid-March, federal scientists had identified 60 cases of the side effect, including 9 that resulted in death. That amounts to 3.23 blood clot cases per 1 million J&J shots. The problem is more common in women under 50, where the death rate was around 1 in 1 million shots, Mark said. The J&J COVID vaccine will carry a warning about possible long-term and debilitating health consequences of the side effect. Under the new FDA orders, J&J's vaccine could still be given to people who had bad reactions to the other COVID vaccines. J&J's shot could also be given to people who refused to receive the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna. A J&J spokesman said in an emailed statement, "Data continue to support a favorable benefit-risk profile for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in adults when compared with no vaccine." The blood clot problems were first reported last spring with the J&J shot in the U.S. and with an AstraZeneca vaccine used elsewhere. At that time, U.S. health officials decided the benefit of J&J's vaccine outweighed what was considered a very rare risk. Symptoms of the rare blood clots include severe headaches a week or two after the J&J vaccination, as well as stomach pain and nausea. Pfizer and Moderna have provided a large majority of COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. More than 200 million Americans have been fully vaccinated with the company's two-shot vaccines, while less than 17 million Americans got the J&J shot. I'm Katie Weaver.